This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. On this primary election day, Colorado voters are choosing party candidates for several federal, state, and local offices, including Olivia Storz, who gives her impressions.
23, so a lot of 23-year-olds don't vote, which makes me want to vote even more. I mean, I think we're living at a moment where democracy is essentially at stake. You know, I'm German. I'm a student of German history. My dad has always taught me that democracy is something that you can't take for granted.
Storz plans to keep an eye on the most high-profile statewide race between former Governor John Hickenlooper and former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff in the Democratic primary to take on Republican Senator Cory Gardner in the fall. A state pilot program to capture and sell carbon dioxide that's released from brewing beer is considered a success. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The idea was to capture the greenhouse gas that's released as the beer is fermenting and sell it to cannabis companies, which need CO2 to grow indoor marijuana plants. The state connected Denver Beer Company with The Clinic, a cannabis dispensary. The brewery's CO2 was pumped into the clinic's grow rooms over 4 months. The results? Healthy plants, and the clinic saved money. Having a customer for their gas has helped Denver Beer Company offset the cost of the CO2 capturing equipment. Both businesses plan to expand the partnership to continue to reduce their CO2 emissions. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
It is 80 degrees, partly cloudy in Denver, 79 with sunshine in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.